Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, really quick, I'm just going to take you through this. If you are not on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. That would be right here, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to this page. Subscribe to this page. Go to the SOL Radio Live if you have not subscribed, and go up on the top right side of there and subscribe to that page as well. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Wanted to give you a real quick heads up, folks. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you go to Bradley's schedule, the schedule's up over the last 2 years, and we are going to be, in the present, going to be January 4th at the Salvation Army Center at 17420 North Avenue of the Arts, Surprise, Arizona. Salvation Army Center, 17420 North Avenue of the Arts, Surprise, Arizona. Again, January 4th starts at 6 p.m. If you're in Arizona, please come over and say hello. I mean, that's a long trip for us, right? And then we're going to be in California for a minute as well. It's going to be a quick trip, but we are out there doing the stuff. As a matter of fact, now is the time to book us for the new year. We usually book 3 months out. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to book us. Now folks, again, sorry, we have you for 2 hours today. Forgive me. And it has been a busy, busy year. I mean, every year it gets busier and then it gets busier and then it gets busier. Obviously, right? But sometimes it gets to the point where it's like, okay, trying to stay on top of my game, getting no sleep, but in the process of doing that, we're still killing it, as they say, right? Youth talk. And we're going to continuously do that as long as we have breath in our lungs and blood running through our veins, because I believe at the end of the day that we can do this. But I do need to keep you abreast as to what's going on in the country, because much of this information has just been kind of sidelined, or it's been completely ignored or even censored in some cases. But I do want to make you aware of the fact that just this week, Matt Napolitano, an anchor and reporter for Fox News, died on December 23 in Chicago after a short illness. Now, I know as well, friends, they're just going to play this off. They're just going to shut it down like this is normal. Another 33-year-old kid dying of this, that, and the other thing. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go do something right quick. We are live right now, and I was just thinking about some of the stuff going on over on different channels that highlight just this information. And this is interesting. If you guys not have gone over to Health Impact News, do your best to go over there because they really cover a lot of this vaccination, experimental jab genocide that's been taking place over the last 3 years. And there is just a ton of information concerning that topic. But again, my job is to show you what the issue is. You can also take this over to Amos 4, folks, and you'll see that the Lord is behind all of this. He's sovereign. He's in control of all things at all times, good, bad, and ugly. Put that up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. And what am I talking about right now, folks? When you read Amos 4, it's interesting how when you read through Amos 4, it shows the Lord chastising and judging his people. And he said, I did this, but you still didn't return to me. I did this, but you still didn't return unto me. You did this, but you still didn't return unto me. And he goes and throughout the chapter, verse after verse after verse, just talking about the things that the Lord has done and bringing chastisement and judgment upon his people to bring them what? To repentance. And then it gets to the point, folks, where the Lord just says, that's it. Prepare to meet your God. And then he says also, those that say that they're not going to go to the judgment, he said, the people, he called them the people. He said, my people, sinners. He called those people, his people, sinners. And he said, they will be the first ones to go to the sword because they are the ones that are refusing to repent for their sin. Well, that's much in every way where America is at today. I want to go back and I want to show you another example of what's going on. And of course, you're not hearing any of this, but what you are getting from the mainstream media and their useful idiots is their continued push to now get your babies and get your kids vaccinated, to get boosted concerning the same COVID nonsense. Remember, the pill and the jam is, friends, who profits from the pill and the jam? And if you look at the big pharma companies, you can understand as to what's going on, as well as the federal government and state governments working hand in glove and working with big pharma to commit that genocide on the well, actually, with the direction of that of the WHO and, of course, the CDC and, of course, the NIH and the likes of Klaus Schwab and, you know, Bill Gates, that lunatic. Everybody knows he's a lunatic, but he's preparing to assail you again, Americans. Let me go over to this Channel 2 News in Oklahoma and show you a happening that just happened.
The Tulsa Air and Space Museum.
She's having a stroke on air, folks. I'm going to come back to this in just a moment. We got a hard break coming up on us. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the whole thing for you again. And again, what we have is a news reporter, a news anchor, actually having a stroke live on television. Now, I know we've seen a lot of these videos, but this is one that I didn't see. And it's one that I wanted to share with you again, friends, concerning the severity of what is being overlooked or just completely ignored. Matter of fact, in this particular case, the Inside Edition did a piece on it. And, of course, they're just going to sit back and act like they have no idea. Folks, that is just the most insane thing, the most insane response you can hear from a people that are continuously trying to justify themselves. And what am I talking about? How many people need to die? How many people need to have adverse reactions if they live? Going blind, losing their body parts, their liver shutting down, their kidneys shutting down, them having strokes. The list goes on. As I just said, amputations. And then they sit back, friends, and then they have the audacity to say, we don't know why this happened. Only in America, friends, will you get this stupidity. Only in America will you get this stupidity. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm going to play this news anchor that has a stroke on the air, but I'm going to play this for you first and foremost, just in teeing it up for you, okay?
Let's just grab this from Tesco's.
It's from the UK. They're publishing...
To do with the vaccine, it says here.
Yeah, the death rate in the UK, but not in America.
The vaccine has never been previously been used in humans. Look how many people have been injured in the UK and have died. These are all the adverse reactions. And then you've got all the different, the vaccines.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, look at the amount of people that have died in the USA, EU, the UK.
Anybody seen these statistics here?
Is reported.
Probably not.
So, like, there's a lot of people that hasn't even reported these because...
And these numbers that I'm revealing on social media platforms right now, 6,636,471, those are the ones that are being reported. That's 1%.
This is
or less than 10%.
I do not want to...
That's what it's sharing with us. 1 to 10% are being reported.
Okay? Boosters and all.
Again, just keeping this in your face, friends, as to what in fact is happening, because much of this is being completely ignored. I'm not going to just drop the ball and act like it's not happening, and it's going to continuously happen. As a matter of fact, it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen to your kids this next time around if the American people don't put a stop to it and hold them accountable for their crimes against we the people. Hey, folks, we're not looking for resignations. We're not looking for just mere impeachments. We're looking for prosecutions. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So let's go back over to this news reporter, and let's just watch her have a stroke live on air, and then let's listen to her try to figure out what the problem is.
The Tulsa Air and Space Museum.
A news anchor suffers a stroke live on the air.
Today at the
event.
Anchor Julie Chin says she suddenly lost vision in one eye. Then her arm went numb. Then her speech became garbled.
The event features something is going on with me this morning, and I apologize to everybody.
She says her symptoms came out of nowhere. Here she is right before, feeling great, snapping a spirited photo promoting college football.
The Tulsa are...
Her quick-thinking colleagues recognized something was wrong and called 911.
Let's just go ahead and send it on over to meteorologist Andy Brown.
The newscaster says tests at the hospital showed she suffered the early stages of a stroke.
A stroke.
In a Facebook posting, she says, there are still lots of questions and lots to follow up on, but the bottom line is I should be just fine.
Huh.
Experts say more and more younger women are suffering from strokes. And now former NCIS actress Pauly Perrette just revealed she had a massive stroke 1 year ago.
It's the 1 year anniversary since I had a stroke.
Yeah, I guess that's the new norm now, right?
Bieber, the wife of Justin Bieber, is another example of a young woman who suffered a stroke.
Strokes can happen in younger people, and we're seeing this increasingly.
We're seeing this increasingly, and we don't know why. We have no idea what the problem is. Now, again, Americans, can I ask you the question, does a people like this, that have become this numb to the facts and the obvious truths that are staring us in the face, and the obvious reasons for these things taking place, when they ignore that, how do you show mercy to a people like that? You really don't, do you? And yet, this is what they continuously do, friends. Ignore what they did. They try to justify the unjustifiable.
People now have risk factors for stroke that we didn't see in the past. So this includes things like obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes. That puts them at risk.
He says calling 911 immediately, just like this anchor's coworkers did, is key.
At the event.
And now again, folks, I wouldn't wish this on anybody, but when you stand back and you act like you have no idea what the problem is, I'll tell you, man, it just gets to the point, and this is street talk, you say what it is, but this is where I'm from. I mean, some people are just gluttons for punishment, aren't they? And no matter what you do, no matter what you say, they just don't want to hear the warnings because they want to be right in the choices that they made. Well, when you're wrong, repent, and guess what? You're wrong. It's time for you to repent and come and meet face on and head on the facts as to why you're having these issues in the first place. I wanted to go over, Tim Brown just did an article, this was yesterday, but Allahu Akbar, listen to me, Americans, listen to me carefully, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sound familiar? That was the sound of those in Middle Eastern countries that were rejoicing when the two towers fell. Okay? I don't want you to get confused as to who's responsible for the two towers falling, but they were shouting out Allahu Akbar during that particular time, okay? Because one thing that we know is for 18 years we were told by the mainstream media that the Muslims were responsible for the two towers falling. Now if you speak against them and what it is that they mean to do, committing the act of treason because they come over here because they want to conquer and implement their version of government, then you're a hater, right? So you just got to stay confused like them, I guess. Not, that ain't going to happen. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. But I do want you to see this. The Islamic supremacist takeover shut down the World Trade Center 23 years after 9/11. I'm not making it up. You ready for this one? Only in America, folks. Only in America. Wow. This is in America. And Americans are still waiting for someone to come in, some political hero to come in and save their country. Is that happening? Absolutely not. It's an issue of you and the Lord, friends. It's not you and an issue of having a better politician in place, because you could put the holiest men of God in office today, and that is not going to save you from the judgments that this country is under today. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter, which is 46. Go to Deuteronomy 28, start in verse 15, and go to 16. Also wanted to highlight this, friends. During the same time that your borders Your walls are dissolved. I didn't say that. I'll play a piece for you in just a moment. I wanted to let you know that the radical Muslims and the radical Michigan imam is calling for Muslims to wage jihad in the United States of America. I thought they were the people that were seeking asylum in America because they needed our help. And then once they got our help, what did they do? Well, they come in, then they play the victim as they attack and try to tear down our way of life so they can implement the culture that they left. You know, I like to say it like this, if your God was God, then why did you have to come to America? I'll tell you why, because you know why you came here. You know what God is God, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Also wanted to show you something really quick, because when you go to Judges 5:8, this just comes to my aid even now, but radical Muslim imam calls for Muslims to wage jihad in the United States. How many times has that warning been given from this microphone? That when there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. Do these seem like a submissive people, friends? Do these people that are taking over the two towers today, are they here because they're assimilating, they're seeking asylum, and they're seeking to assimilate to the ways of life in America under God, which unifies us? No, that's not at all what they're doing. They're coming in because they mean to conquer. As a matter of fact, you all know, we highlighted this last week in the state of Minnesota. And as a matter of fact, we addressed this with Walter Hudson, representative from Minnesota last week, as well as Eric Lucero, Senator Lucero, just the other day on this show, concerning the flag that looks all too much like a Muslim flag that was changed without the consent or delegated authority from the people in the state of Minnesota. But hey, who cares? Who cares? I mean, the mainstream media said it was an excellent design. And if the mainstream media told us that it was an excellent design, then it must be an excellent design, right? Right? That's why we said at the beginning of the show, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. No, this is called treason. This is an act of treason, is what's happening, not just in Minnesota, but throughout the United States of America. Now, just to prove the point, because I want to go back to something that James Madison said. He was the guy that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, it's not a foreign enemy that we're fighting here, friends. It's a people that we know that have sold their souls out like Judas did to the Christ in Luke 22:48, committing the act of treason, acting in a foreign fashion to the U.S. Constitution on so many different levels. Well, we know right now, friends, that the Daily Caller just reported that the DOJ threatens to sue Texas over law enabling state authorities to arrest migrants who enter illegally. Guess what? It's already against the law. You know what this is called, friends? You can call it gaslighting. You can call it whatever you want to call it, folks. But the fact of the matter is, Mr. Abbott and Ron DeSantis and other states on the southern border, they're not at war with each other concerning Joe Biden. No, they're working together because they're at war with you. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Flu cases are surging across the United States with a 16% increase in positive test results reported last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness. And nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows made the decision on Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure that candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot, are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6, 2021, and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You guys just heard, as a matter of fact, you just heard it right there, and this is the propaganda outlet. It's coming from the conservatives. I just shared with my friends on my outlets here, on all my outlets over the last week here, a majority of the propaganda that I get via email, I get 200 to 300 emails a day attempting to solicit on our sites or to get us to be, well, to fall under their influence, to share their information with you. The fact of the matter is, folks, these are the ones that are propping up the establishment. So you can blame what you want to call the left all that you want to. The fact of the matter is the right's the one that's responsible for it, for not stopping it. They're the ones that are promulgating and broadcasting this information. These are the ones that are holding the establishment that everybody in this country complains about in place. It's not what you call the left. We know who they are. They need to be lawfully dealt with. But I guess somehow or another, the American people believe that it's now what they call the right's job to do nothing but highlight the crimes of the criminals on the left that they fail to deal with. Well, that's what it is.
$10.
I wanted to highlight this for you really quick because I seen this yesterday. It just came up on the outlet. If you were listening just a moment ago, friends, they were talking about respiratory infections. And again, what they're trying to do is drive you to go get another shot. Now, one of the things, and I think this is common knowledge now. 20 years ago, it wasn't. A lot of people knew about it, but a lot of them didn't really come to the conclusion that this was a reality in our country. country, and you can lay it up to Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, but there is something called chemtrails. Matter of fact, this morning when I got up in the state of Minnesota, where there is no snow, oddly enough, they're going to equate all of what's going on here to global warming. But if you look up, you can always see the checkerboards on the skies. Those are not contrails. Those are chemtrails. It's called geoengineering. It's called geoengineering. They are spraying chemicals down on the people. We played several pieces from the mainstream media on chemtrails and what it is that they're spraying on the population. It's also found within, ready for this, the congressional record. So you can go ahead and call it whatever you want to call it, but we've exposed enough of this nonsense to understand what's going on. Not only are they modifying weather patterns, friends, to blame it on global warming so they can further enslave the people on this planet, or whatever you want to call it, and I'm saying that for the very reason they want to enslave you by taxing you again for something that doesn't exist or that is man-made, just like the pandemic. Well, they're telling you that there's an issue with respiratory problems. Of course there is. Here, look at this. This just popped up yesterday.
Hi. So we're not getting paid out anymore.
This is a pilot.
This plane has been certified to use the chemtrail fluid DK.
It's called a chemtrail plane.
And so it holds 50 gallons in each tank here, and then the fuel goes in this one. And then right in the exhaust, just right up here, there's a injector that sprays the fluid when you turn on the switch. And the switch, it won't spray fluid unless the engine's running because it's like real toxic chemicals. So it needs to make sure, like, you're there.
Now, this is a pilot telling you what they're doing.
We get paid about $10 a gallon to spray the stuff.
We must be a real...
This is a government-issued retrofit kit.
Retrofit kit from the government, he said.
You can see down here, they installed this switch. As you can see, it says chemtrails. You just turn it on, and then you just collect money. That's how it works.
He seems like a real... real upright guy, doesn't he? You know, this is how we make our money. We get $10 a gallon. That's all we have to do is flip the switch, and we get paid. My goodness, folks. Do we not realize that we are our brother's keeper? Apparently, this numbskull doesn't know the difference, but he will soon enough. Let's go back to this. Was talking about the DOJ threatens to sue Texas over law enabling state authorities to arrest migrants who enter illegally. Hey, friends, guess what? There's already a law. But what I want you to understand is who's doing the threatening. It's not a foreign government attacking us, Americans. No one's attacked America more than its said representative government over the last 20 years, way more than a foreigner could have ever dreamed of attacking Americans. I don't think there's anybody out there that can disagree with what I just said. Who's threatening to sue a state that enforces the law against illegals? It's your Department of Justice. Haven't you figured this out, folks? These people and these alpha agencies that have been put into place, they are there to do what? They are there to tear down the infrastructure. They're there to go ahead and police those that dare stand up and enforce the law. And I am by no means standing on the side of Greg Abbott. Not in a million years, folks. Just like Ron DeSantis, he's doing the same. He's doing the biddings of Joe Biden. We just played a video last week of the lieutenant governor talking about the crimes of Joe Biden. And look what he's doing to us. And look at the illegals that he's drawing into America. And look who he's working with concerning the drug cartel. And then he was asked by the reporter who did a fantastic job and pointed his finger at the law that already condemns the crime. And then he asks him, the lieutenant governor from Texas, so what are you doing with the illegals? He said, man, we're putting them on planes and trains and automobiles to get them out of our state. We're putting them in blue cities. What's the difference between Abbott, his lieutenant governor, and Joe Biden? What's the difference between Ron DeSantis and Joe Biden? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. They are doing Joe Biden's bidding for him. But this is all a reflection of the American people that sit back and let them do the things that they do. Okay? I want to go over to this piece really quick. The DOJ, again, I want you to think about this. This is an abomination. Folks, I know, and I go here quite a bit, and I know I'm going here, because I know I'm being monitored. I know that the bad guys are listening to me, censoring me, whatever the case might be. I guess they need to hear the message, too. And it's one of the things that I continuously retort to is and revert back to is, hey, dummies, what happens when you don't do it for them anymore? Guess what happens when the people that you're working against right now are gone? Guess what they're going to do to you? Do you not know what history looks like when you don't learn from history? Hey, Americans, let me say it this way. This is what repeating history looks like when you don't learn from history. Just go ahead and look at the dummies that are all saying that they're just doing their job, not realizing that if they didn't do it, the bad guys couldn't get away with the things that the bad guys do. Just ask all the bad guys that work for Adolf Hitler and just think Adolf Hitler didn't even pull the trigger. That's how ignorant these people are. But I want you to consider the DOJ is the one threatening to sue Texas, which it's all, they're just playing off each other, friends. Rest assured, playing off each other. Because it's the same clowns in the circus of politics that make light of the crimes of that of Joe Biden. And if it wasn't true, then where's the impeachment charges? Or I'm sorry, where's the process of impeachment? Where are the articles of impeachment brought forth, Article 2, Section 4? People are saying, well, Bradley, you always make reference to, well, you're claiming that you want the answers. I'm giving them to you again. But guess what? The hope is what you do with the truth that's been given, because nobody's going to do for you what you're not willing to do for yourself. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, my mom even said, God helps those that help themselves. And what else comes to my aid is when John Quincy Adams said, hey, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. No, these guys are sitting back saying, you know what? We can't wait until our man is back in office so he can continuously do the same things he didn't do when he was there 4 years ago. Because if anybody can do it, it's Donald that can do it. I want to highlight this really quick. Did you see this? This is called blasphemy. This is why you're in trouble, America. This is why you're in trouble. In God We Trump, with a picture of Donald Trump on it, that's blasphemy. Here's another one. President Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Son of Christ. A book was written. No joke. Okay, here's another one. In Trump We Trust. I remember seeing this old drunk hag. No joke. At the RNC in 2012. That's exactly what she reminded me of. And she comes out with a book, Just in Time in Trump We Trust. If you want to know why they're there, that's why. They've already sold you out, Americans. Here's another billboard for you. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. A big, huge picture of Donald Trump. That is blasphemy. Oh, my goodness. Americans, you are daring the justice of God. Here's another one. The Word became flesh with the blabbermouth himself, talking to another bunch of goats, bleeding back to everything that this clown has to say, because that's exactly what he is. He's a gossip. He's nothing more, nothing less. And what does it say on this billboard? Well, the Word became flesh, John 1:14, and then on the top right of that billboard, you know what it says? It says, make the gospel great again. Wow. Wow. Okay. You want to just go ahead and push those buttons, you can go ahead and do it. But I can rest assured, friends, that that is the last sign to a society that falls unto the full open judgment and declaration of heaven against a society that has completely rejected him. Read Acts 12:22, you'll understand. I want to go over to this. This is the DOJ threatening to sue Texas for securing the border. I want to bring up another piece. And again, this is just to exemplify, to exhibit, to show you how Fox News, this is as far as it goes. They just call Joe names. They just, you know, make fun of them. No justice. There's never any justice. There's never any reference to law that condemns the crime on that channel. And keep in mind, they make their millions every year by continuously working for their sponsorships. And again, don't doubt what I'm telling you. Their sponsors tell them what they can say and what they can't say. So that's where you see corporations working with government. You're going to get a prime dose of that in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'll play this piece for you in just a moment, and I'll just tell you, and I'll explain to you and show you why the establishment stays in the position that it is, because people keep feeding into it. That's why. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I gotta say something. You know, I feel like doing a show about this. What could we say that we really appreciate about our wives? I it's easy for me. I just a side note. I've been married to my wife since 1998. I've never one time in the years that I've been married to her, not one time, I have ever heard her talk about somebody behind her back, their backs. Never. I've never, ever heard my wife talk behind somebody's back. What a huge blessing, especially in ministry. Now, that said, I want to take it to a different point because somebody just said something to me. Bradley, you didn't finish your point concerning the chemtrails. Well, they were talking about respiratory problems, right? Yeah, they were. Well, it's funny because over the last couple of days in the state of Minnesota, where there's no snow, I cannot recollect Minnesota ever being like this. It's like pre-Halloween conditions in the state of Minnesota. We're almost into January. That will start on Monday. I've never seen it before. But what I can tell you is there's been a distorted color in the gray skies. I can tell you that is a fact. And I can also tell you they have been spraying chemtrails down over the top of the gray skies. It had nothing to do with the commercial that we all just heard a segment and a half ago. I got up this morning and I looked at one of the cars. And when I looked at the car, I said, that color is not the color of snow. It's extremely white, almost like a soap on cement. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, is anybody seeing this? Now, going back full circle to my wife, because my wife, she does the booking. That's what she does for the ministry, okay? And outside of that, she stays out of it. She doesn't weigh in on anything hardly ever. But I got to tell you this, though she hears it all, right? She said to me, she said, you know what, that stuff out there, that doesn't look like that's normal snow. Well, it isn't normal snow. And see, what they do is they do this little by little incrementally, and then you think it's normal. But if you just look back a little bit, friends, a little ways, and I'm talking about in time, you're going to see that it wasn't. That's not the color of snow. These are like little crystals that are coming down. It's not normal snow, and that's what I noticed on the top of my car today. So when they brought that up during the news feed, the propaganda feed, I had to share that information with you because that's in fact what we're dealing with in the state of Minnesota right now. And this is all over the country. Absolutely, it's all over the country. What was it yesterday, friends, in Minnesota? It was 41 degrees. 41 degrees. In Minnesota. And don't fall for that nonsense about climate change, folks. They are modifying, as I just shared with you, a pilot telling you what he does and how he gets paid by the government to drop down chemicals. This is geoengineering at its finest. We've known this since the middle of the 60s. This stuff has been going on. So when you're hearing about respiratory problems or infections or people with heart congestion, that's all you have to do is look up, friends. And again, I'd have you cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go to geoengineering, go to chemtrail, friends. This is in the congressional record. Nobody can deny it's happening. It's not a theory. And again, remember, friends, over here, it's never conspiracy theory. All of our conspiracy theories have come true. We need some new ones. And we can see and find them within the Word of God because there's more to come, friends. We're not done yet. You can rest assured there's more to come. So let me go back to this piece that I wanted to highlight just to show you the establishment, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a Fox News report, and I want you to pay attention to John Kennedy. He's another useful idiot. He's a controlled operative just like the rest of them in federal and state governments. They never bring about resolve. That's all they do is make light of the situation. They mock. They call Joe Biden names. But again, there's no justice. And I want you to see for yourselves as to why you have an establishment. Because the people in this country just don't learn their lessons. And as I said during the last segment, friends, this is why history is repeating itself again. Check this out.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy sits on the Judiciary Committee. He joins me now. Senator Kennedy, so Biden's DOJ wants to stop Abbott.
Biden's DOJ. Hey, guys, this is live radio, and I just have to interject here. It's not Biden's DOJ. It's not Biden's DOJ. There's not a different version of constitutional law, Article 4, Section 4. It's not Donald Trump's DOJ. It's not a criminal and foreigner sodomite Barack Hussein Obama's DOJ. No, it's not the George W. Bush. It's not the Clinton's DOJ. It's your DOJ. You are the Department of Justice, Americans. You know, and I've said this, and I'll say it again, friends. You need to understand that if you're waiting for them to do the right thing, you're going to be waiting until you have nothing left. Because this is no sense in any sense of the word, the Department of Justice. This is the Department of Injustice. And what you're seeing today is the Department of Justice condemning the righteous and justifying the wicked. The Lord calls that in Proverbs 17:15 an abomination. And it's exactly what they are. This is the same DOJ that prosecutes and imprisons, friends, people that are standing against those in Planned Parenthood that are responsible for murdering, dismembering, and selling body parts. But you also got to consider that this is the same government, the federal government, that has illegally sanctioned the murder of over 70 million babies in your country. And the American people have given them a pass. But I just want to make clear, you all understand, this is not the DOJ of Joe Biden's. This is what you're allowing the DOJ to do, to self-inflict and act like a totalitarian communist regime, to use the law against the law. That's exactly fact is happening here, and Americans need to take responsibility for what's going on here. I'm going to come right back to this in just one moment. Let's get back to this.
I had this to say about that meeting that Mayorkas had down in Mexico. At a time when America is experiencing the worst border crisis in our nation's history, it is unconscionable to hear that the Biden administration's announcement that they discussed with the president of Mexico amnesty for illegal immigrants. So they go down to Mexico to discuss.
Hey, folks,
amnesty.
That's all they're doing, is announcing the crimes of Biden.
Okay, like last Saturday, President Biden.
Okay, this is the best you have.
The media for his unpopularity.
Highlighting the crimes that they refuse to stop.
Most members of the media have tried to help him. In my state, for example, our two largest newspapers are run by members of the moon wing of the Democratic Party, and they publish accordingly. But in Louisiana, President Biden is a...
Do you understand that the media, concerning freedom of press, they have no right to lie, to defame, to promulgate propaganda? Okay, so again, what you're seeing here is those on the, what they call on the right, doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of those that they're giving a pass to by making light of it and making jokes.
About as popular as herpes.
Joe Biden is as popular as herpes, he said. Isn't that funny?
Number one.
Look at all the illegals
are not stupid
coming into your country right now. Military aged men.
Administration is.
Military aged men. I see one woman. Military aged men. Flooding your country
southern border.
As we speak.
Our problems at the southern border.
And the best you have is making jokes about Joe Biden. Now he did. Yep, he said all these border issues that we have right now are man-made, and the problem is Joe Biden. So you're telling me 535 people that sit in that building on the floor in federal government, they're going to do nothing but blame Joe Biden for what they allow him to do. That is nonsense. That is, nobody gets a pass like that unless they're in it together. Just want to make clear.
The people in Louisiana and the American people know it. Yet he blames the media for his unpopularity. It's hard to believe that the president could be that obtuse. I guess if you ask him where Jordan is, he would say retired.
See, he thinks everything's a joke, folks.
That's
this is what he's,
are in America
this is
today.
Your country he's making light of.
And meanwhile, over in the Senate, there's these discussions going on about foreign aid as it pertains to border security funding. You know, I want to know your thoughts. I talked to Byron Donalds last night, congressman, and he said, we need the Senate to pass H.R. 2, which is essentially the Trump border plan. That needs to be a part of this.
But wait a second. Okay, so now they're trying to highlight Trump, and I'm not going to go there right now. I'm just not going there. Folks, if you're joining us for the first time, there's over 1,000 presidential candidates that are running for the People's White House, 1,000, and you've heard from none of them. You've heard from five, the five that are all playing the same game, the five that all have controllers that are extorted, they're controlled opposition, and they're doing what they're told to do. That's the five that you've heard from. The other 1,000, you haven't heard a word from. But again, going back to what she just said, what happened to Donald Trump building the wall and making it so easy? No, we found out Donald Trump was doing the exact opposite. I'm not going on a Trump rant. I don't have time for him today. Okay, we'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.